53. Check out the Free Talk Live website. We have a website there for you, freetalklive.com, where you can enter whatever story you'd like to enter. Or you can check out the other stories that other people have entered. You can vote them up, vote them down. They can do the same with the stories, the blog posts, whatever it is that you post there. Freetalklive.com, videos, I think even pictures. It's freetalklive.com. There is an interesting story from RT at RT.com. Now, RT is, been questioned to its veracity, I guess, because it's formerly Russia Today. And it is a government-run news organization.
Sure.
Like Al Jazeera is. And some people don't like this. But, you know, if we want to talk, so is the BBC, frankly, and I don't know if Germany has one or not, but there are a lot of sort of respected state-run news organizations.
Well, a lot of people could purport that News Corp is a government-not-run news agency, but it's a corporatist, basically, that it's in bed with the government in several areas and countries.
Right. If somebody wants to attack RT based on their reporting, I'd love to talk about that.
Sure.
Based on the veracity of their stories, how it is that they choose to, what stories they choose to run, things like that. I feel like, it's pretty clear what RT's agenda is.
Yeah.
RT's agenda is anti-U.S., the U.S. government and its shenanigans. And if the United States government didn't give RT anything to talk about, if I thought their stories were frivolous, I would absolutely point that out.
Yep.
But I don't think their stories are frivolous. I think that often they are pointing towards good stuff. I'm not in Russia. I don't know what the Voice of America or whatever, the U.S. version of RT is. And there's been one for decades.
Yep.
There are U.S. News agencies.
I actually, I've taken to watching RT just to get the counter perspective. If you watch CNN, MSNBC, mm-hmm. you watch these basically in the box state supporting television shows, because
sure.
they all support the state in some regard, whether it's the left paradigm or right paradigm. But after watching these, I need to get the counter perspective. I need to get someone who is not so biased and talking point orientated. And so I go to RT to listen to some of their reports. I go to Al Jazeera. I listen to some newscasts that come out of other countries, too. And just to get that sort of perspective, I don't want to just have news coming from just RT or just Al Jazeera or just CNN. For that matter.
But if somebody wants, so people immediately seem to tune out sometimes when you talk about RT because, that's the Russians. And I guess the United States was at odds with the Soviet Union for so long that makes the Russians bad. You'd have to prove to me that the people working for the United States government are good.
Right.
And I'm not willing to say that.
I think we can prove that some of them are bad.
And I think we can prove that some of them are good, and probably in both agencies.
Sure.
And it needs to be pointed out that the United States has state-run news agencies that are over there in the Eastern Bloc countries, over there in Russia, and they're doing this kind of stuff. If they're not doing it now, they certainly were in the past. So this is just Russia's just doing it back.
Right.
If they're doing it poorly, they're doing it frivolously, I'm willing to talk about that, but I think they're not.
Not only do we have state-run news agencies, or at least money funded towards these news agencies abroad, but the United States government also sends special forces into countries to overthrow their dictators or to install the Shah or to mess with their elections. So the meddling that comes from the United States is far and above greater than I think any other country ever.
I don't know about ever, but certainly it's wide and sweeping. The United States believes that the globe is its to decide what is just and what is not. Going on with this story from RT, the Federal Bureau of Investigation employs upward of 15,000 undercover agents today, 10 times what they had on the roster back in 1975. If you think that it's a few spies too many, spies earning as much as $100,000 per assignment.
Wow.
One doesn't have to go too deep into their track record to see their accomplishments. Those agents are responsible for an overwhelming amount of terrorist stings that have stopped major domestic catastrophes in the vein of 9/11 from happening on American soil. Another thing these agents are responsible for, however, is plotting those very same schemes.
Interesting.
The FBI has in recent years used trained informants not just to snitch on suspected terrorists, but to set them up from the get-go.
Well, we know about that from Washington State.
We've read several stories on the air about this kind of thing, but I didn't know that we're talking, you know, the magnitude of it. A recent report put together by Mother Jones and the Investigative Reporting Program at the University of California, Berkeley, analyzes some striking statistics about the role of the FBI informants in terrorism cases that the Bureau has targeted in the decades since the September 11th attacks. The report reveals the FBI regularly infiltrates communities where they suspect terrorist-minded individuals to be engaging with others. Regardless of their intentions, agents are sent in to converse with the community and find suspects that could potentially carry out a lone wolf attack, and then, more or less, encourage them to do so by providing weaponry, funds, and a plan. They give these people that would otherwise maybe not do anything. They give them the weaponry, the money, and the plan. The FBI-directed agents will encourage otherwise unwilling participants to plot out terrorist attacks, only to bust them before any events fully materialize. Another thing that we saw, another guy was trying to, the FBI squashed a job, called an employer that he was going to get a job from, and told them not to give him the job. Why? So that the guy would be that much more desperate to carry out the attacks.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, considering if they get paid upwards of $100,000 or more per assignment, then I think it's in their best interest to see it that an assignment runs its course, someone is found guilty, or at least tries to perpetrate something, and then they finish that assignment, they get their check, they go on to the next one.
Yep. $100,000 per assignment.
Yeah, I think you know, the whole idea, it's so conflict of interest orientated for them to be doing this. Because their interest is in creating terrorists so that they have a job to do and going out and catching them.
You know, another thing is when they're giving these weaponry to these guys, I don't know anything about bombs, but my assumption is that somebody who's going to set them off probably knows more than I do. So are they giving real bombs to these people? Because that's what I understood from one of the stories that we read, that they gave a real bomb to this guy and then followed him closely, and before it went off, they snatched it up and all that. But what if this guy just decides, you know, screw it, I'm going to go ahead and do something before we had decided to. I'm just going to use this bomb.
Sure.
And he actually kills somebody. Just what we need, another one of these fast and furious things like the BATF did with passing out weapons to gang members, and then they used it to kill American citizens and their own personnel and all this stuff. This is how nuts these people are.
Well, who's to say that the guy who gets the bomb doesn't build one on his own and blow himself up because he's just not intelligent enough to design a bomb that works?
So you're saying if the FBI didn't give him a bomb that works, that he might have taken care of himself?
Yeah, he might have been desperate, as they pointed out, by creating the desperate situation, by getting him to causing him to not get the job. He might have been just desperate and reckless and you know, like a poker player on tilt, just trying to make something work and end up killing himself in the process, or fizzle it out, or just, you know, it's like the FBI makes sure that he's got a proper explosive device.
You don't get a person in a bad emotional place and then give them all the tools to do something terrible and then talk about them being a terrorist. I mean, the fact is the FBI apparently is the largest terrorist funding organization in the United States. Because they're the ones setting all these guys up. They're giving them the bombs and the money and all that other stuff. So they are, if this was a foreign agency, the United States government would be going bat-ass insane trying to get them.
That's right. But if the FBI wasn't around, then just imagine how fewer terrorist plots there would be.
Oh, there'd be a lot fewer.
So it's just the federal government is constantly perpetuating their own system of war on people with this war on terrorism.
I'm stunned to find out these numbers that we're talking about. This $100,000 per assignment for these guys?
Wow, that is impressive.
It sounds to me like they're motivated to find terrorists.
And create them.
Behind every rock, behind every bush, there's a new terrorist threat. And, well, apparently it's funded and supported by the FBI.
Good old Uncle Sam.
Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to invest. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Are the markets exploitation or empowerment? Professor Anthony Davies empirically examines the question of whether markets are exploitative, and he finds that trade positively correlates with wealth creation, jobs reduction in child labor, and increasing wages. Go see this video. It is extraordinarily motivating. It is about an 8-minute long video at learnliberty.org/FTL. This is this is my favorite of all the favorites that I picked out. I really enjoy this one. He puts some graphs in there and makes it really clear. It's extraordinarily convincing. If you can just show this to your friends and family that you're trying to reveal the ideas of liberty to, they will be very motivated. Put it in your Facebook wall. Your friends on Facebook would love to see it. Put it there a couple of times so that the ones that don't see it at first can see it later. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people who want free, online, continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. Learnliberty.org/FTL. JJ?
Yes.
Let's go to Jeff in Minnesota.
Okay.
Jeff?
Yes.
What would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about, well, I'll do a little thing on stocks.
On stocks?
I'm looking up the word stocks in Encyclopedia Britannica.
Okay.
And basically it says it's a loan to a company.
Oh, really? Is it a loan to the company? No, it's you're buying a piece of the company, right?
Shares are a piece.
Shares are a piece, but stocks are a loan?
Well, it used to be stocks is when you bought a keg of flour or a cow or something.
Yeah.
It was a real thing. Now, stocks, it's been redefined as a loan with no collateral.
Really?
When some of these companies went belly up, like Bear Stearns,
yeah,
there was nothing. You know, the stocks were valueless.
Right.
So basically that proves the, you know, the meaning.
That happened with Enron, too, but that's just a company that, you know, somehow ends up to be valueless, right? I mean,
well,
the people with preferred shares or whatever get
buildings and, you know, there was things.
Don't the people with the preferred shares get the first cut?
Yes, but then those have been also devalued. Some of the companies, well, the definitions change all the time.
Have you ever tried to sell a piece of office furniture? I mean, generally, you're going to, if you get 10 cents
on
the dollar.
On the dollar, right.
Yeah, you're doing really well. And so I would think that maybe the creditors or something would get this stuff beforehand. I was
it goes to bankruptcy court, and then they divide up the assets, and you get a few cents.
I was an owner of Enron stock, and I got nothing that I can recall.
Wow.
Well, there was a lot of people.
Yep, there were.
But the main thing I called about was the Federal Reserve Bank. And, of course, you know that's a private bank.
Sure. It's quasi-private. I mean,
quasi meaning that the Congress gave them the right to be their banker.
Well, the president, doesn't the president appoint the chairman of the...
The president suggests. The Federal Reserve Bank does the appointing, as far as I know.
Okay.
There's a video called America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo that was put out.
I saw it in the theaters, yeah.
Yeah, I donated a copy to the library, and I check on it once in a while and kind of pull it out on the shelf so people walk by and see it.
That's pretty cool.
And what I've done is I check to see how many times it's been checked out, and it's been checked out a bunch.
Oh, that's good.
And the other thing is I write, because when I donated, you know, I did it anonymously, but I write inside the jacket little things like the Liberty... website.
Yeah, sure.
And the main thing, though, is that the Federal Reserve Bank, what it does, you know, is create vast amounts of money that is basically is debt instrument. But what that does is it gives the federal government huge leverage over everything in our country.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're the ones making the money, right?
They get to spend it first.
I guess that's more accurate.
They get the most power out of it, and by the time it filters down to the bottom, the inflation has already taken effect.
That's right, and I guess the way to explain this to people is if there were $100 in your little community, and then you could create somehow a second $100, then you would be diluting the value of that first $100 by half, because now there's $200 in circulation that people can use. Money is really just a quantification of value. If you increase the amount of bills that are in circulation, then you're not increasing the value, because the value is the same. You know, the cars that will be bought and the bread that will be bought and all this stuff, that stuff's all the same. It's just the denominations of the money that will be different. That's why you have inflation.
Well, when Roosevelt took the gold back, this movie called Wizard of Oz came out a couple years later, and that was sort of like it was a political statement. And, of course, you know that the wizard behind the curtain was the Fed chairman.
I thought that was the book that was the more the political statement than the movie.
Well, if you study the movie, you know, in its, you know, sort of, it puts it in a way where it's easy to understand for people.
Uh-huh.
But the thing, I guess the thing is, if our Constitution is still valid, then it says in there that we are supposed to use gold and silver or like copper or whatever other metal, because that way there's a limit to the supply and you can't be basically...
I think the Constitution says that states can't create money that isn't gold and silver, but it's not very clear that the federal government can't. It's sad, but I think that's what it says.
Well, in times of emergency, I think we've been under emergency for the last, like, 60 years.
Oh, yeah, the politicians created emergency, no doubt.
And basically what the president does is it's called executive orders, because we've been under these emergency situations, and that's one of their main excuses for what they've been able to do. And we've been under a police state.
How come they don't use that excuse in real life? I mean, they just say that this is what, you know, they just do whatever they do. They don't use an excuse.
They don't want to play their hand out.
Well,
they don't want to come out right out and say it.
Their hand's just about played, Jeff. I really appreciate
the
call.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know, I guess the thing is right now, really, I don't see a way out. I thought Ron Paul, you know, I've been on his website today, and it's moving, but I don't know if there's any kind of chance, because the powers that be are so entrenched.
Indeed. I really wonder whether, you know, whether even if he did manage to get elected president, whether how much effect he could have. All that I think you could really hope for was him forestalling things a few more years, because, the people that have that drained this country dry of its wealth have done a pretty good job, and it seems to me it's on its way down. Jeff, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ukara. I think I've got this right, in Missouri. Did I get your name right?
You got it right.
Good. What would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about the Rock the Revolution Tour.
What is that?
Well, Zach Cruz Carter is a guy who I know on Facebook, and in the Missouri Salon Hall page, he had posted a few days ago about wanting to start something for Ron Paul called a Rock the Revolution Tour.
Hold on just a second. We'll talk about it a little bit more. 855-453, SACL toll-free call-in line on Free Talk Live.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Five zero three seven three three. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark
and JJ.
What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you could be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It's freestateproject.org. JJ, you and I moved up here to get involved in this exciting experiment. I'd like to invite you to go to freestateproject.org, find out more about it. It is probably the biggest thing that's happening in liberty in the world.
That's right.
Let's go back to Akara in Missouri. Akara, you were telling us about the Rock the Revolution tour. What is this exactly?
Okay. Well, as I was saying, Zach Carter, he posted in the Daily Poll, which I'm sure pretty much everyone here knows about.
But, it's a big libertarian website, aimed at originally at the 2008 Ron Paul run, and certainly it had legs after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he posted in the Daily Poll about wanting to get together a Rock the Revolution tour, which is basically a bunch of musicians and artists who are for Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. And they go around the country, or around the nation, whatever, doing songs and liberty messages for Ron Paul. And he started out as just an idea, and within 48 hours, it moved from just an idea to now it seems like it is a very possible thing going on here. We have musicians and artists ready to go. We have bands. We have people fired up and ready to do the hard work. We have a PAC that has put together a website for us, and they're taking donations to get up the startup funds for this. And we have someone who has offered venues from coast to coast.
Wow.
That's great.
That was my question. it's one thing to get a bunch of people with some instruments and some motor vehicles and some people to unload the trucks and all that stuff. The next question is, what about the venues? Yeah. Can you make this work, make it profitable? If you have the venues, then you can do it.
But I wanted to call and talk about it because we are going to be having such artists as Per Capita, Jordan Page, Chandisco Sound System, Rise, Concise, and Crooked. So
there
we've
you
got,
go.
Yeah. Exactly, but I wanted to call because we still, things that we're looking for is we need regional coordinators to help assist in our team with booking venues and promoting the event locally. We also are looking for local musicians to come forward who can perform when the tour is in their town.
Opening acts.
Cool. So local people for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also looking for people to donate to the PAC to help make this thing possible.
I bet you are. And where would they go? Would it be the website or the Daily Paul?
Well, I'm pretty sure they would call Zach Carter, and I have his information, and he has given me permission to give it out.
We can't do telephone numbers and stuff like that. We call back later when you've got a website that we can just rattle off. What's that?
Can you do an email address?
Sure.
Okay. Exclusively AmericanMade at Yahoo.com.
Exclusively AmericanMade at Yahoo.com. There you go. If you want to get involved in the Rock the Revolution tour, sounds like it. You know, people love music. Ikara, thank you for the call.
I think culture is music and art is a great way to address the culture and to affect change in the culture.
It doesn't get me excited, but I mean, everybody's different. And I know a lot of people are very excited about music and that kind of thing. So I got to support this.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll get people to come to the venue that may not have ever heard of the ideas before. They'll have a great time. They'll associate good ideas with the Ron Paul campaign. I think it's a good thing.
I think more than just getting people to listen to the music, I think it's getting people to come together in this location and to network with other liberty-minded people and just sort of create a network of friends and support in case they do want to pursue any sort of liberty activism.
Let's go to Paul from Marijuana Radio. Paul?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
All's well. Right. What's Marijuana Radio? I don't know anything about this. Do I?
I don't know.
It's a podcast I did for about 4 years until it kind of fell apart with my crew this year. It's Marijuana Radio, and for me, it's about my personal choices in life. It's about freedom, and I think that's kind of what I have in common with you guys. I think a lot of people go to jail over drug prohibition, and I think it's a personal choice to do these things, and it's just, like, big business domination is the real reason why we go to jail for drugs and stuff.
Hmm. Indeed. What'd you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, I heard through the grapevine. I've been a listener of your guys on and off for quite some time, and I heard from my buddy Howard, who I think you might have talked to online once in a while. I heard that Ian went to jail, and I was like, what in the devil? Like, that guy, he gets in a lot of trouble or something, right? Like, he has some big cojones.
He is really, he's steadfast in his beliefs, and what he doesn't believe in doing is saying to other people things that they should do that he's not willing to do. He tells people not to pay income tax. He doesn't pay income tax, doesn't file income tax, doesn't do any of that. I mean, and he tells people on national radio that he doesn't do it. So, you know, no one can ever accuse Ian of not standing up for the things that he believes in. They can say whatever they want about him, but he's a man of principle and a moral man.
And courageous as well. I mean, it takes a lot to stand up to the police, especially in a scene where they're arresting someone and placing them in a cruiser, you know, to take that step and try to stop the police, just to hinder them, I guess, obstruct them, was his goal as a means of protest against what he believed was a bad law. So I think it does take a lot of courage to stand on your principles and actually take action on them, as opposed to simply talking about them and holding them in general.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have to be honest, I'm a wimp. When it comes down to it, I definitely don't want to spend time in jail.
Same here.
People who are willing to put their neck on the line, there's definitely something admirable about that.
Indeed, and in this case, I don't think he had any expectation of going to jail the day that he did. They really railroaded the guy. I mean, up to this point, they've always allowed the activists to put in an appeal and, appeal their sentence before they had to go in. They didn't allow him to do that. The incident that he went to jail over was a girl drinking beer in the park who refused to take a ticket for that activity from the police. And there were people 40 feet away at a restaurant drinking beer outside because they could do it there. So it's like the beer-free zone was where they were.
Yeah.
The judge identified him as a leader of Freekeen.
Yeah.
So they basically pointed out that they were going to punish him for being, you know, the instigators and that kind of thing. The judge said that he, the judge, represented the state. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but the state's this guy that claims to be the state's is standing to Ian's left and prosecuting him.
Yep.
And so the judge claimed to represent the prosecutor in this instance. Everybody else who stood in front of these cars got essentially 0 days in jail. And the cop that the cop that Ian actually waylaid may have been waylaid for an entire 45 seconds. Plus, the guy like rips Ian's arm socket out and charges him with resisting arrest when there's all on video and it's obvious he didn't. I mean, the cop should have been arrested for charging him with resisting arrest. But, of course, nobody does anything about this. There was a speedy trial situation. This happened more than a year ago. It's supposed to be brought to trial within 6 months. Ian, they try to bring him up on charges. He says he wants a hearing. The judge just dismisses all of his stuff, grants the motion by the prosecution to, deviate from the time frame, and it's all just fine. Plus, the judge departed upwards from the prosecution's recommended sentence and a lower court's previous sentence. So they punished him for taking it to a jury trial, for wasting everybody's time. They punished him for being in charge, and they broke their rules from here to Sunday.
Well, I think also what has to be pointed out is just prior to Ian's hearings and trial, the run-in between Ademo and Judge Burke happened, and this sort of caused a situation in which the judges in Keene got with their superior court buddies and the administrative judge, Edwin Kelly, and got this motion got this order put out to ban all cameras and recording devices from the courtrooms in just Keene. So just prior to this, the clampdown had already begun, and the judges had already decided that they're done playing games and being lenient with the members of Free Keene, as they called it.
Paul, did you have something else?
Does he have good representation, or is he representing
not
himself?
Not at all. That's something he's not for. Hold the line, if you will.
Nature Bee, dynamite for the body. Unlike other bee pollen, our patented process breaks open the cell walls, releases the full flower nutritionally. Bee pollen, the original ancient superfood. Research shows pollen boosts energy, immunity, and supports a healthy heart, prostate, blood pressure, cholesterol. Nature Bee is truly bioavailable. No preservatives or chemicals and no risk, full money back guarantee. Call toll free to New Zealand for the best deal. 1-866-834-8355 or get online to naturebee.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Who is SACL, you might ask? It's SACL CAI. They're a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty. So if you've got a company and you want to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you, and they can do it well. They'll do it with respect, and they'll respect your business. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. When you're at freetalklive.com, check out the Shrine. It's the Shrine of Female Listeners. There are dozens of ladies there that are proving that they listen. They're listeners to Free Talk Live in their photographs. I believe there's actually a video up there, too. It's shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Paul from Marijuana Radio.
Yes. Hey, so have you spoken to Ian in jail? Are you keeping in touch with him there? Or what?
Several times. It seems like he's actually calling me more times than I'd like to talk to him. It's like he's lonely or something.
No, and it's like he's in jail or something? Or?
Well, like,
what was that? I'm sorry.
Is he holding up well? Is it abusive in there?
No.
Is it
a pretty nice jail all in all, but I mean, you know, he has to do real work.
Yeah, they're
going to be washing dishes and things like that. So, I mean, I imagine he's not too excited about that. He's not used to getting up early in the morning, and they've got him making breakfast for people, which amuses me. But
after seeing him in person, I don't know if you got a chance to visit him out there.
I've been out there, yeah.
Yeah, of course you have, I'm sure. He always seems positive in the the sort of, visiting time there. And the work is basically something that helps him pass the time because Ian is obviously a workhorse here for activism. Yeah. So he's just that kind of personality where he definitely likes to keep busy with something and not remain idle for too long. So he definitely seems positive.
So it's
not
an abusive environment. It's pretty easy to get through it. And is it just like he's treating it as an experience?
He said that he's going to call it a spiritual retreat. I haven't heard anything about his spiritual retreatness. I did send him a book that he requested that had that kind of flavor to it. So, you know, I'll let him share whatever he shares when upon him getting out. But basically, this is a very new jail, and it's sort of one of these experiments in humanity as far as jails go. I think that he likely should have a pretty good comparatively experience there.
When is he done?
Well, it's a 90-day sentence. We're on day number 16 at this point. He could get a certain amount of time off for good behavior, but
he also has another trial coming up too.
That much is true. That trial is real. They're really shaky on that one. But they actually just didn't bring him to his pretrial hearing. He's in jail in their custody. They had a pretrial hearing 2 days ago, and they didn't bring him to it.
Yeah, that's how the system works.
Like, what's about that?
Why would they, you know, why would they bother trying to, give you a chance of having an opportunity of getting a fair trial?
I think they definitely want to make an example out of Ian, because as Mark mentioned in the last segment, he was declared the leader of the Free Keen movement, and while he does own the website, freekeen.com, he is not the leader. And it's hysterical to have them say that, because once you get to know Ian in person, he might suggest things that you could do, but most of the time he's going to lead from the front, and he'll do the things first and then say, well, I mean, this is what I did in that situation. But he is not the kind of person to tell anybody what to do or to hand out orders or anything like that. So it's just laughable for them to accuse him of being some sort of leader or, basically a tactician or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you holding up in the radio role without Ian?
He's
the driving force.
The first few days were certainly shaky on the air, and I think they got better as time has gone on.
Oh, I must say, Mark has definitely gotten a lot better.
I think Ian still, his skill level is superior to mine as far as especially things like intros and outros and the things that sort of make radio seamless. As far as the topics go, I can talk about topics. I've always been the color guy, chiming in. So it's no difficulty for me to talk about topics. But as far as the work of doing a radio show, it's been a little bit of work. And plus, he used to make all the affiliate calls during the day. And essentially, at this point, affiliates have dried up. We've hired another guy to do it. Hopefully that works out. He's certainly a pro, and he's charging us a pro's wages, I can assure you.
Mm.
Is his mom upset or anything? I'm just curious if she's like, oh, no.
I don't have his mother's number, and he hasn't called her. If anybody,
my mom would be worried.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If I had his mother's number, I would call her and tell her what was going on. I think that this is a despicable way to treat one's parents, frankly. But they're not mine; they're his.
Wow. So is he on the? Is he not getting along with his parents?
I don't think he wants to worry them.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Wow.
He'll probably call him afterwards
and say, "Hey, I spent 60 days in jail."
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So he might get out as early as 30 days before the 90 days.
That would be the very best scenario, I think, is what.
Yeah, I think that's part of the idea behind him doing the work at this particular jail. If you are put in a certain categorization, you are basically opted in to the work scheme, and if you don't do the work, they put you in segregation, and those days you're in segregation count against what good time you would have. So if you worked all 60 days, or you were in good time all 60 days, you could conceivably get out of jail for good time, which is two-thirds of the full sentence.
So he's not trying to push his luck in there. He's trying to get through it as soon as possible, basically.
I don't think there's anything to be civilly disobedient about in there from his point of view. Some people have decided not to give their names or take their tuberculosis shots and different things like that when they go in. Ian, for one, he had a court case. They know his name. I mean,
right.
It's not like this is an arrest. This is a sentence. And secondly, he doesn't have any philosophical problems with vaccines or anything like that. I'll tell you, the choice between doing 90 days in segregation versus doing 60 days in population while working is a TB shot. I don't like vaccines very much. I'd take that shot because it stinks so bad to do that kind of thing.
I know this is a strange question, but is he allowed conjugal visits in there?
I don't know who'd give it to him.
No, in fact, you don't even get to see through glass in order to visit him. You visit him through a monitor that's hooked to another.
Wow.
You know, it's basically like a teleconference.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Man, that's dehumanizing.
Well, the nice thing about it, I would agree with you, but there is an advantage to it also, which is that he can get visits every single day. And when he's not at work, he can get it basically from morning till 10 o'clock at night. He can get a visit any time, whereas most of the time when they handle visits and things like that. It's on, you know, a couple of days a week. So there is an advantage to the video conferencing, too. It's the only way, basically, for me to get him if I need him. I can either write him a letter or go visit him and hope he's not at work, essentially. And, you know, if I need, like, a passcode or something like that for the computer.
Wow, well, I'm going to let you guys go, but I'm a listener. I kind of follow what's going on, and I hope he gets out soon. I know he does a lot of courageous things that I don't have the courage to do. But good luck to him and you guys, and keep holding up the fort. What can I say?
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Simon.
855-450-3733.
Yeah, Ian, just like Julian Heiklin, both brave individuals.
Oh, yeah.
Julian is just, you know, a hero. He's been standing up to these horrible laws or orders, not even laws, handed down by judges across the country for handing out literature, something that anybody ought to be able to do on a public area. And Ian is the same. You know, he's definitely, you know, rooted his feet as far as where he's going to draw his line and how much he's going to suffer for, you know, at the hands of the state. And this is just another example of that person, a person basically taking a stand and being an example for others.
Ian doesn't consider himself to be a hero or anything like that. He's just a guy that intends to do what he says he's going to do. And, you know, he's going to stand up for what he believes in. He just doesn't really know any better than to do that. That's the way he's going to operate. He thinks that that's the right way to act, and I'd have to agree with him. I just don't think that most folks are willing to do it, so it appears as odd behavior. But I believe firmly in this case. It makes sense to me why a jury would find him guilty for standing in front of a police car, because that's what he did.
Yeah.
But this case should have never gone to trial. This arrest happened more than a year ago.
Yes.
It's supposed to be brought to trial within 6 months, and the judge just dismissed that. The cop was waylaid a whopping 45 seconds.
Right.
Yanked Ian's arm upwards, wrenched his wrist against the handcuffs. I mean, if there's a punishment to be had here for the 45-second waylay, he had it. He's
yes.
already had it
yes.
by the time in jail and the handcuffing and all that other stuff. Everybody else got 0 days or time served or whatever, the equivalent of nothing. Ian got 90 days out of it. And the judge admitted that he represents, he's on the side of the prosecution in this. I mean, that's what he said.
That's right.
And called Ian the leader of the Free Keen, which I guess they call a criminal gang. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.